I remember a girl. I won't tell this to you.
Go ahead and tell it.
I remember a girl that married and she went to live with me. I don't know where those people live. And, and she said they ate blood pudding, and she couldn't stand it. She didn't. That was one place she left them and came back home.
I don't blame her. I think I would have too.
Oh, you can't.
Some more about the different kind of foods that you ate when you were a child that you don't eat now, or ways that you fix them then that you don't eat now.
Well, no. We had breakfast, dinner, and supper when I was a child. And dinner was different to what it is now. We would usually have vegetables and meat and always a dessert because we would like sweet things. And the cook would make one thing that I was just crazy about, buttermilk custard. And I don't ever have that now.
How was it made?
I don't know. She made it with eggs and butter and buttermilk and sugar and put it in the pastry and cook it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever make butter when you were younger?
Yeah. We had a cow after I was married. We had a cow. Yeah, I wish I could have cream and butter now.
What kind of milk did you use to make it with?
Sweet milk and clabber. You put the churn where it was warm and by the heater. By the fireplace then, and it would turn and then it would churn. And we had a barrel churn, one of these that turned, you know, on the back porch. And but you put it in a crock churn. And then had to pour it in there. Then after a while, we just churned with a dasher. Didn't use that stuff. And then we had a daisy churn. They came in later. I'd forgotten about it. That was the last type churn we had. Quit dashing. And of course that had a dash in it, but it was a daisy, called daisy churn. It was a square metal piece. It had wooden tops, two wooden tops, and dasher went up in a place. You screwed it to tighten it, you know, and then it had a crank. You turned it. That was the best, easiest churning we ever had.
Well,